Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Deis and the laws of proper conduct and character development in the Sefer Maamar, in the Book of Knowledge, which in this Perek we continue regarding the appropriate path that a person should take, and specifically discuss regarding the healthiness of a person's body. As Rambam begins and opens up in Halacha Aleph, he says, Hoil ve'yoyis haguf bori v'sholim, since the body being whole and healthy is midarchei Hashem, who is from the path of God, which we spoke about, the derech hamamutzah, the appropriate path that a person should take in his life. It's not possible to understand or to know the knowledge of the Creator Buchayla, and he should be sick at the same time. Therefore, the person has to distance himself from things that destroy the body, and to conduct himself with things that heal and make his body strong. And they are, which now the Rambam gets into discussion regarding eating and regarding exercise. A person should never eat unless if he's hungry. He shouldn't drink unless he's thirsty. A person should not hold back his need to go to the relieve himself for the bathroom, even for one moment. Rather, any moment the person needs to urinate or to relieve himself in excrement, he should stop right away and go relieve himself. Halacha beis, lo yechol odem ashet tismali kreis. A person should not eat until he fills up his belly. Ela yifchus k'may revi misavasi. Rather, he should diminish around a quarter of being satiated, meaning he should only eat three quarters of what it means to be full. V'lo yishta mayim etoich hamas. And a person should not drink water in the middle of his meal. Ela ma'at, only a little, umazi b'yayin, and should be diluted with wine. K'shiyaschla hamazin l'sakal b'meyam. And when the food starts digesting in his stomach, shoysa mashru tzarech l'shoys, then he can drink what he needs to drink. But shouldn't drink too much water. But even when the food is digested, a person shouldn't eat until he checks out his body very much well. Maybe he's going to have to relieve himself, so he should check out to see, does he have to go and relieve himself, and only then should he eat. A person should not eat until he first walks before he eats, until his body starts to warm up. Or he has some locha, or he does some type of a work, or he exerts himself in some other type of exertion. Which kol shadava, the rule of it is yana gufoy. A person should exercise his body, v'yiga kol yom b'boker, and he should work it out in some toil every single morning. Atshiyaskel gufoy locham, until his body starts to warm up, v'yiskoit ma'at, and then he should be quiet a little bit. Atshiyashav nafshe, until his soul calms down, boichel, and then he should eat. If he bathes himself with warm water after he had worked out, that's good. And he waits a little bit, and then he eats. Halacha Gimel. Lo should always be, when the person's eating, that he should be sitting in his place, or inclined a little bit to the left. But he shouldn't be walking, shouldn't be riding, shouldn't be exercising. A person should not be shaking his body. He shouldn't be strolling. Until the food is digested in the stomach, and only then should he do these exercises. And whoever strolls after he eats, or he exercises, he's bringing himself many harsh and terrible illnesses. Rather, a person should be let the food first digest. Halacha Daled, continue on to his sleep. Hayoyim v'halayla, the day and the night, is esem v'arbashai, so there's a sum total of 24 hours. It's enough for a person to sleep a third of the hours of the day, which a third of 24 is eight hours a person. It's enough sleep. The yubisayvalayla should be the end of the night. That it should be from the beginning when he goes to sleep until the sun comes up. It should be shemayin shoyis 8 hours. It comes out that he gets up before the sun is coming up. So the end of the night means when the actual night happens. However, you divide the hours. Then, because since there's 12 hours at nighttime, so the last eight, not the first eight. Halacha hey, lo yishan ad, a person should not sleep loyal upon him, not on his face, loyal arpa, not on his back, which is on his neck. And let's see, they're rather on the side. He should be leaning on the side. Betchilas alayla atzad smol, the beginning of the night on the left side, b'seif alayla atzad yamin, on the end of the night on the right side. Lo yishan samach la'achil, a person should not sleep close to just having eaten. Eliyam tunach achil, rather, a person should wait after he ate, k'mishalash arabashayis, around 3 or 4 hours. And b'leishim b'yim, a person should not sleep during the daytime. Lach avav, continue on to the foods that he eats. Dvarim ha-mashal shlim es b'nei ma'ayim. Things that loosen the intestines, their laxatives, could go in anofim, grapes, te'enim, figs, v'tutim, and mulberries, v'agosim, and pears, v'avatichim, and melons, and mini akashum, and different types of cucumbers, u'mini malafafoynis, and different types of zucchini. That's what a person should eat first, before he eats his meal. He shouldn't mix it with his meal. Rather, he should wait a little bit until it goes out from his upper stomach, and then he should eat his food. Now, things that constrict, that constipate the intestines, for example, rimon and pomegranates, oprishim and quinces, vatapuchim and apples, ukrusta toimolim, which are some small type of pear, take the person should eat it together with it right by his food. But he shouldn't eat too many of them. If someone wants to have what we call chicken, meaning fowl, some type of the bird creature, and at the same meal to have the meat of animals, what we call meat, so first eat the chicken, then the meat, first have the fowl, then the basar behema. Same type of idea when you want to have eggs and fowl, first have the eggs. Or b'sar behem adak or b'sar behem agasa. Let's say you want to have both meat, but that of small livestock, like goat, and then you want to have from large livestock, like that of cows, then oich b'tchil b'sar daka, first eat the meat of the small livestock, which lo'ilam, the idea is you should always have yaknim adam, a person should always eat first, d'vakal, the lighter thing, u'me'achar kabed, and then do later on the heavier thing. Halacha ches, b'moisacham in the summer months, oich ma'chal ma'hakarim, a person should eat the cold foods, or it could mean the unseasoned foods, and it shouldn't have too many spices, and it should eat vinegar. In the winter months, then it should eat, either means the warm foods or the seasoned foods. It should increase the spices. It should eat a little bit from the mustard, which is a type of a strong and warm type of a spice that warms a person up. And this path is what a person should go and do. But in the cold climates, in the warm climates, again, whichever place it's appropriate for what it is, like we said, when it's hot versus cold, there should be different types of foods. Certain foods that are very, very bad. It's appropriate that a person should never eat these foods. For example, hadogim hagadolim, these large fish, hamaluchim hayishanim, that are salted and aged. And then you have vagvina malucha yeshana, you have these salted and aged cheeses, vakameim upitrias, these mushrooms and truffles, vabasa malucha yashan, and these aged salted meats, v'yemigitei, wine from its flask, which was just pressed, v'tavshal shasha, and if you have a dish that was sitting around, that shanot v'richa, until it has this pungent aroma, or any food that its smell is very bad or very bitter, they're for the body like the potion of death. Like poison. Now there are certain foods that they're bad, but they're not as bad as what we just mentioned just before. The it's not appropriate for a person to eat from them but a little bit. And only after a few days went by. But you should not get accustomed that this should be the staple of his food, or always be eating it with his meals. For example, large fish, so they're not aged and salted, but the large fish, again, it's not the best type of food. Or cheese or milk that has already sat around already a period of 24 hours after it was milked. The meat from large oxen, the meat of large goats. V'hapoil, the beans, v'adoshim, and lentils, v'asapir, and chickpeas, some type of legumes. V'lechem se'erim, and barley bread, v'lechem matzahs, and the matzah bread, v'akruv, and cabbage, v'achotzer, and leek, v'abitsalim, and onions, v'ashum, and garlic, v'achardul, and mustard, v'atznoin, and radish. K'leil ha'machom ramhem, these are all bad foods. Ein ro la'odim lechem me'elu, it's not appropriate for a person to eat from these foods, elam at, only a little bit, ad ma'id, very little, u'bimaisak sham, and in the winter months. Av ma'isak ham, but in the summer months, lo'yechem em'klam, should not eat from them at all. And then you have specifically only the beans and the lentils, they're not appropriate, not in the summer months and not in the winter months. Now, vadlum, regarding squash, that you could eat from in the summer months. Now, there are certain foods that are bad, but they're not as bad as what we mentioned before. They are the waterfowl, and these young pigeons, batmarm and dates, and you have bread that was roasted with oil, or you have the bread that was kneaded with oil, or vasayla, so you have flour, shenipa oisek kol tzarka, that it was so finely sifted, actually nishud abareich mursin, that you don't even have any part of the thick bran remaining in it, which that's necessary for the fiber, and vahatzir, and the fish brine, the hamurgis, which is the fat that comes out from the pickled fish. It's not appropriate to have too much of these food items. But a person that's smart, and he subdues his inclination, he's not drawn after his desires. He doesn't eat from all these things that we mentioned anything at all, unless he needs for medicinal purposes. He's a giber, he's considered a mighty person. A person should always hold himself back from the fruits of the trees. He shouldn't have too much of them, even when they're dry. You don't have to say when they're moist. But before they fully ripen, they're like swords to the body. And caribs are always bad. And all the sour types of fruits, rum, the bad, only a little bit from them in the all the pickled fruits. So the rum, the bad, only a little bit from them in the summer months, and in the warm places. And the figs, and the grapes, and almonds, those are always good. Whether they're moist, whether they're dry, a person could eat all he needs from them. But shouldn't be constantly eating them. Although they're the best from all the fruits of the tree, again, don't overdo it. Ultimate that sea is nish git. Halachid beis. Hadavash v'hayayin. The honey and the wine, ra l'ketanim, v'yofel l'zkin. It's bad for the young ones, but it's good for the old people. V'choshkin b'meisek shum, and all them also in the winter months. A person has to eat in the summer months, shnei shlishi masho oichel b'meisek shum, only 2/3 of what he eats during the winter months. Halachid gimel, regarding holding back and preventing illnesses, a person should always attempt that all his days his stomach should be loose. It should be a little bit close to diarrhea. And that's a great rule in regarding to medicine. Any time that a person finds it, he's constipated, that his waste matter is not coming out, or yoytze b'kosher comes out with great difficulty, terrible sicknesses come. Now, how could a person loosen his bowels if they get a little bit constipated? So, if he was a young man, he should eat every single morning these plants that are salted with their taste, that are shlukim, that are cooked very much, they're spiced with olive oil, with fish juice, and with salt, without bread. Or, he should drink the cooked juices of spinach, a kruva or cabbage, b'shem zayis with olive oil, umurias with this fish juice, the fat that comes out, b'melach and salt. Now, the hoya zakin, this elderly person, yishtu dvash mozik, he should drink diluted honey, b'mayim chamin, that was diluted with hot water, with warm water, b'wake in the morning. The yishtu k'ma abashayis, and he should wait around 4 hours, b'achkach yechlasudas, and then he should eat his meal. The Yasekin Yemechel, he should do this one day, or Shlesha or Arbayim, or 3 or 4 days, and Tzoklikach, if that's necessary, until it loosens his bowels. Halachi Adalt. V'od klal achar amr b'viyas aguf. Another rule they said regarding the healthiness of the body, kozman sh'od mis'amel, as long as a person exercises, v'yogei harbi puts in a lot of effort, v'ein esabeya, and he doesn't fill himself up, umev rafin, and his intestines are loose, his bowels are loose, no sickness comes to him, but koichim is chazik, and his strength becomes strengthened. Even if he eats the bad foods, halach desvav. Now, but whoever sits comfortably, and doesn't work out, doesn't get exercise, or misha mash in the cup, or he holds back going to the bathroom, or misha meiv kashim, or whoever it's hard, his bowels are very tight, are very strong. I feel Acham Achol is telling him that even if he eats the good foods, b'shama asma apir refu, and he guards himself based on the laws of medicine, all his days he's going to have pains, and his vigor is going to be weak. Now, overeating for the body of a person is like poison. It's the primary idea of all illness. Most sicknesses that come to a person are not, they're only either because he's eating bad food, or because he stuffs his stomach, and he overeats. Even from the good foods. This is what Shlomo says in his wisdom, passing Mishlei. He guards his mouth and his tongue. He guards his soul from pain, from difficulty. In other words, what do you mean guarding his mouth? From eating bad foods. or from stuffing himself. L'shoina in his tongue is more from speaking el b'tzrachav, because he only speaks what he has to. And look at the Zayin continues now with regarding the bathing. Derech Rechitza, the appropriate path of God's path of bathing, is sheikanis ad l'mercha, it's a person who should go into the bathhouse mishiv yom l'shiv yom, once every 7 days. B'lo yikanis sabach l'achil, he shouldn't go in close to his eating. B'lo yikshirav, not when he's hungry. El k'sheyas k'lamas l'sakal, it's only when his food is starting to digest. B'rech is kaguf b'cham, and he should wash his whole body in warm water. She'in aguf nechvebem, that won't burn the body. And b'reish b'vad, now only his head, is b'cham et shaguf nechvebem, would be with hot water that the body would be burnt. The head could have that hot water. Then he should wash his body with lukewarm water. Then even more lukewarm water. Until it gets cool and cool, until he washes himself off with cold water. But he shouldn't put on his head water, not lukewarm and not cold water. There should be, like we said, very hot water. The person should not wash with cold water until he sweats, and that he breaks and he exercises, massages his whole body. But the person shouldn't spend too long in the bathhouse. Only when he sweats, if he and he massages his whole body, yishtatif, he should rinse himself off, yetze, and leave. The person should check out his body to see if he has to relieve himself before he goes into the bathhouse, and after he leaves, maybe he'll have to relieve himself. So the person should always check to see if he needs to relieve himself before he eats and after he eats. Before he has intimate relations and after he has intimate relations. And before he puts in exercise, and after he does exercise. And before he goes to sleep and after he goes to sleep. With the Mashiach HaKol, the sum total of all these times you have to check yourself, are Sarah, are 10, the 5 times which we said, one before and one after. When a person leaves the bathhouse, Yibash Bogod, he should put on his garments, Vichasa Rishi should cover his head, Babasa Chitz in the outer room of the bathhouse, Kedishle Tishle Beruch Kara, that it shouldn't take a hold of him, a cold spirit, and he shouldn't catch a cold. But Philip Beis Achamet Sakhlazar, even the 7 months, one has to be careful. The Yisha Achar Shiyotze, now then the person should delay after he leaves, Achar Tisyashra Navsh until he calms down, Vinuch Gufa in his body is relaxed, Vistosa Achamimus, and the heat is removed from him, and then he should eat. And if he sleeps a little after he left the bathhouse before he eats, that's very good. But he shouldn't drink cold water when he leaves the bathhouse. Now, if he's thirsty when he leaves the bathhouse, he can't hold himself back, then at least mix the water and wine or with honey and then drink. Now, v'msach b'shemen, if he smears himself with oil, b'merchatz in the bathhouse, b'merzik shem in the winter months, achar sheshatim, after he rinsed himself off, here's the type, that is good. Halachit Ches continues with bloodletting. Lo yargal odom lahakez dam tamid. A person should not be accustomed to always be letting the blood, which was a Talmudic practice, a way of health, of removing what was the congestion of the blood. A person should not constantly be doing that, but lo yakez elam yid tzarech labiyis, and he should only do the bloodletting unless he really needs it very much. He do the bloodletting a little bit in the summer, not in the summer, not in the winter. Rather, a little bit in the spring, and a little bit in the fall. And after the age of 50, he shouldn't do bloodletting at all. A person should not do bloodletting, and then the yikonis lamerchas b'beyim, and they go into the bathhouse that same day. A person should not do bloodletting, which weakens his composition. The yisalderch can go out on a journey. Neither should he do on the day that he came back from a journey. The yichel beyish to be my cousin, and he should eat and drink on the day that he does bloodletting, pachis masharagel, less than what he usually does. The yinuch be my cousin, he should rest on the day of the bloodletting. But the yigav leisam of leitayel, he shouldn't put in a lot of effort, shouldn't exercise, and shouldn't stroll. Lachitaz regarding intimate relations. Shichva zera semen, he koich aguf is the power of the body. V'chayev and his life umaranaim, it's the illumination of the eyes. V'choshet teitz beyeso, whenever too much seed comes out of the man's body. Haguf kala, the body gets depleted, v'koicha kala, and his strength is wiped out. V'chayiv avdim, and he loses his life. Husha amar shloim b'chachmas. This is what Shlomo says in his wisdom in Mishlei. Al titan la'nashim chilecha. Don't give to women your strength, because when you let out the seed, it diminishes the man's vigor. Kala shot b'vi'ila. Whoever is immersed in the having intimate relations, zikna kafetzis alav. Old age jumps on him, meaning he gets old young. V'koicha tashish, and his strength weakens, the end of chaos, and his eyesight gets diminished. A bad odor comes out from his mouth and from his armpits. Usar Roshi, now the hero of his head, begabas enav, and his eyebrows, and his eyelashes, noishes fall out. Usar zekane, and the hair of his beard, b'shechiyab, in his armpit, the saraglav, and the hair on his legs, rava, they increase. Shinim neiflis, his teeth fall out. V'harb kevim chutz me'elu b'melav, and many pains besides these come on to him. Which Amar Chacham Me'arefim, the sages of medicine, said, echad me'elef meis b'shar cholam, 1 in 1,000 dies from some other sickness, v'elef, and the other 1,000, m'der b'tashmesh, from too much marital intimacy. Therefore, a person has to be very careful with this. If he wants to live in good state, and he should only have intimate relations, only if he finds his body to be very strong and healthy. And he has an erection that's without his willingness. And he's trying to distract himself to something else, but the erection is as it was before. The yimtza, and he finds kovid, a heaviness mimasna malamata, from his loins, which is by his waist and lower down. It's as if the tendons in the testicles are extending. And his flesh is warm. So that's tzark lifel. Such a person needs to have intimacy. And it would be therapeutic for him to have intimacy. Now, lo yivel adam, a person should not have intercourse through sebeya or yirav, and he's satiated, meaning he's full or hungry. Rather, after the food is digested in the stomach, that's when he should have relations. And he should check if he has to go to the bathroom. Before intimacy, after intimacy. He should not have intimacy standing, not sitting. Not in the bathhouse. Not even on the day that he went to the bathhouse. Not the day of bloodletting. Not the day that he's going on a journey. Or the day that he came back from a journey. Not even the day before and not even the day after. Regarding having a good ending. Whoever conducts himself in these paths that we have illustrated, and the Arvlay says, I'm a guarantor for him. He's not going to come to sickness all his days until he gets very old and then he dies. He's not going to need a doctor. His body's going to be whole. He's going to stand on its healthiness of all his days. His body was inferior from the day that he was born. Or he already had conducted himself with some bad habits from the beginning of his birth. Or become some type of a plague, or come some type of drought to the world, then, you know, those are extenuating circumstances. But barring that, he will not get ill all his days. Now, regarding all these good habits that we have spoken about, the only one that should follow these dictates are the healthy person. And if you do that, it'll be good for him. But a sick person, or one of his organs, one of his limbs are not well, or someone that has already been doing bad habits all his years, so then they all have other paths, and customs, according to his illness, like it's explained in the literature of medicine. So that's going to be different. And changing any habit is the beginning of illness. Any place that does not have a doctor. So then, then whether a person is a healthy or a sick person, then it's not appropriate for him to move away from all the paths that we said in this chapter. Because every one of them is la'achas tevim, maybe will bring to a good end. Now, actually, it's regarding one of the stipulations of where a person lives in a town, which requires that there be a doctor. Kol ir she'imba asar dvar me'ilu, any town that does not have one of these 10 things, in tamachachem rasha lo'ad b'teicha, a Talmud scholar is not allowed to live over there. Ve'ilim, and they are roife, a doctor, so like we said, you should have a doctor. Ve'uman, a blood letter. Be'samechaz, a bathhouse. Be'sekise, a laboratory. Amayim mitzuyim, there should be water found over there, for example, a river, a mayim, or a spring. Ube'sekneses, in a shul, a malamet tunekes, a school teacher. V'lavler, a scribe, a gabit tzedakah, a charity collector. Ube'sdin makam, a chevshim, and there should be a court that could hit and imprison those who need to be locked up.